Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You home?
Unfortunately.
When'd you get back?
Yesterday afternoon.
Well, welcome back, because we're going to have another storm on Tuesday into Wednesday.
Yeah, I see.
welcome,
how am I doing here?
A welcome back storm.
Exactly.
All right. So did you manage while you were down south to see any baseball or just?
Yes. For the first full day I was there, I went to a game. I went to see the Orioles play the Pirates Friday afternoon.
Kind of fun watching baseball, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendous. Tremendous. It was great. I mean, it was a nice full ballpark, warm sun, baseball played in warm weather like it's supposed to, and there was a pretty good hitting exhibition that day. The Orioles wound up winning 10-8 after they got beat up early 6-1. It looks like it's going to be a long season for the Orioles this year. Their pitching staff is pretty awful. And the Pirates, their starting lineup, they look like they're going to score a lot of runs this year. So a tale of two different teams. The Orioles are a two-man band with Machado and Jones. If you pitch around them, you got a pretty good shot of beating the Orioles because they're going to give up a lot of runs. But it appears that the Pirates have some pretty decent young pitching and a pretty strong lineup. So I think they'll be in contention as long as they stay healthy.
You know, it's interesting. I look at the teams that are doing well in spring training, the Yankees and the Cubs, and there's very little turmoil coming out of the Yankee spring training camp this year.
There's some talk after yesterday. The way Stanton played the outfield like he never played baseball in his life.
Yeah.
He misplayed three balls, and they're blaming the sun. Hey, you know what? You're a professional athlete. You're a professional baseball player. When the ball's in the air and it's right by you, you're supposed to catch it. I don't care if you're playing left, center, right. If it's sunny, cloudy, or raining, you're supposed to make the play. And he butchered three balls yesterday. You know, he plays in Miami where you're not going to get a lot of focus on your defense when you're hitting 77 home runs. So maybe he's not that good of an outfielder. I don't know yet.
All right. Well, now, where do you want to go in sports?
Stay with baseball.
All right.
The Mets, Steven Matz, he should be selling beers where I was in Sarasota in the stands instead of playing with the uniform on. Well, yesterday, he didn't even last one inning. And he must like the number five because he gave up five hits and five runs again yesterday in two more walks. His ERA for the spring so far, don't fall out of your chair, 54.
Oof.
54.
54.
Yeah, this guy's pitched a little more than two innings or maybe not even two innings, and he's given up five runs each outing, five hits each outing, two walks each outing. And he's thrown a total of 31 pitches in two starts. Not good. And this is supposed to be the mainstay lefty of your staff. No, I can't. After these two outings, unless as bad as he's pitching, he comes back and pitches that well, he's not going to be with the club when they come north. I can almost guarantee it.
All right. Anything else we got in baseball? Or you want to go on to another sport?
No, we can move on to the other sport, being hockey. Didn't catch up on hockey a lot down there because I was too busy doing other things. But when I came back and checked out the standings, I see that a couple of the local teams are starting to fall by the wayside again. The Devils aren't playing good. They lost their last three. The Rangers, they've won, surprisingly, their last three after they dropped some players. That's a head-scratcher. And the Islanders lost six in a row, so they're now officially out of it, too, in my book anyway. And the Devils, they're close to being out of it now, too. They're only 3 points ahead of Columbus with 16 games to go. All bets are off now with the Devils. They can collapse and not make the playoffs.
Wow, New York would be skunked. The New York area would be skunked.
All five teams, no postseason.
Skunked, wow.
Yep. And I'll tell you, down there, the Lightning are a big talk. There's a lot of interest. Like they say, Florida doesn't support hockey. That's a lot of baloney. There's a lot of interest in there in the Lightning. They're educated. They know the sport. And they will support this team. So the Lightning are playing well. They're the top team in the East. The top team by far in the East, and probably might even have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. So good for Tampa Bay. They're back and they're playing well, and the people down there deserve it because they're not like the people up north. Imagine that they're just a bunch of people going to a game with nothing to do. There's a lot of knowledgeable people down in Florida with hockey.
All right. And where else do we want to go in sports?
Your sport.
What?
Phil Mickelson won a tournament.
And he won it consistently. He was playing consistently. And the guy's, 42 years old?
Good for him. I mean, it was in Mexico. I don't think it was a great tournament. But nonetheless, it's a tournament. Your buddy wishes he can win.
Hey, 18 of the top 20 golfers were there. I mean, he went up against a lot of good young golfers, and like I said, after the third round, he was like two shots back, mm-hmm. and you say to yourself, "Oh, way to go, Phil!" But you know you're going to fade in that final round, and he didn't. He was just playing strong. Yeah,
good for him. I like Phil Mickelson. He's a good guy. He has a lot of tough things going on in his family personally, and he overcomes them and comes back to win the tournament. Good for him.
People don't realize he has terrible arthritis.
Oh, he. Not only his wife was sick, he's got a problem. So yeah, absolutely.
And he deals with anybody. You know, I've got arthritic knees now because of the surgery and being off them for almost 2 years, where they just don't work like they did before. I tell you what, when you play golf, and people laugh at golfers, okay, that's not a sport. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have strong legs and if you don't have a strong torso, in major league in professional golf, you're going nowhere because you do need that. You do need the strength to play those the way they play. It doesn't sound like much, but 18 holes over 4 days every day, and you don't decide your pace. The course of the play of the course with other players decides the pace. So if you're a guy who likes to play fast, or you're a guy that likes to play slow, and you don't set your rhythm. There's a lot to golf. It's not like baseball or football or anything like that. Boy, it's a sport where you need coordination and you need a really great set of legs and it's amazing how tough it really is.
Speaking of sports, going back to the and you mentioned the comparison to baseball and stuff. Going back to my game experience down there. There's a clock now behind home plate and in the outfield when the inning's over. You got 2 minutes and 10 seconds to start the next inning. Okay, so this is something new that Major League Baseball's come in to speed up the game, right? Okay, well, here's a game when the Pirates were winning 6-1 and the Orioles come back to take the lead 8-6 and wind up winning again game 10-8, right?
Yeah.
I left after the seventh inning. The game started at 1 o'clock. What time do you think the seventh inning was over?
4:20 to 4. Wow.
Baseball is the kind of game where you can have all the clocks and all the stupid rules that these people make. You can't dictate a baseball game. When teams are getting hits and scoring runs and they weren't changing pitchers between innings, never happened. None of that, and the commercials weren't between innings. None of that took place. Baseball is the unclock of a game where you can't dictate the pace of it. The game dictates its own pace. You're going to have games that might be over in 2 hours and 10 minutes. You might have games that be over in 4 hours and 10 minutes. So, like I said, if you don't like baseball and you don't like the time it takes, don't watch it. Go play on your iPhone. Don't watch baseball. Baseball will be here. It's not going to disintegrate. You'll be gone, and baseball will still be being played. So if you don't like the time involved, go do something else. There's plenty of people that like baseball the way it is.
All right, with that being said, we have to go on to our forecast, see how this storm's going to affect us. welcome back.
No clouds, 75 to 80 every day.
Welcome back to the Northeast.
What am I doing here?
That's right. Live and love. Okay, Mike.
There you go. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Why won't that shut down?